mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Wow, the last 2 hours have just blasted past us. Had Ron Paul on the last hour. The Congress is going to talk about the Real ID Act and other legislation. Now to fight it, now that it's being implemented, being passed and signed by Lord Bush. We also had a police chief on from Bergen County in a big area in New Jersey. And he just came right out and said, yeah, I've got the implantable chip. Some of my other employees are. But I said, well, in the years to come, do they make us take this? Are you for that? Oh, sure, yeah. Well, will you enforce it? Oh, yeah. I mean, just unbelievable. And we were just talking to Mike in New York right across the water there from New Jersey. Then we'll go to Mark in Texas and others. But, Mike, you had some more comments on that?
Yeah, it's really not surprising. I run into several police officers here in Manhattan who, despite being, you know, on the surface, very nice guys. I mean, you'd think they're nice people. They would never advocate any of what's really going on. But then again, they would shred the Constitution in a second if they could. And lock us all up according to their whims, so they would follow orders.
Because they feel like they're part of the power structure, it must be good.
Well, he exhibited that, too. He said, I am the government. That was just, it's shocking that somebody can identify their being with...
No, you are a public servant
yeah.
there who works for the people.
That's, yeah, they, unbelievable. But I want to ask you. You know, you have a very, very astute, eloquent caller there, Ron, who very impressive amount of knowledge. What's going on and what's around the bend and a lot of prescience. But, you know, we're out here and we do see it and we care about it. But we honestly, it's at the end of the day, you feel so utterly hopeless and powerless against what's going on because there it's like
you've got to listen. We've got hope. People are waking up. I was talking to Ron Paul during that long break that we have at the 20 after for 4 minutes, and I said everywhere I go, people call in and agree. The vast majority. He said, yeah, I'm seeing the same thing. He said congressmen around him admit that the people don't want what they're doing, but that's just what they've been told to do.
Well,
and you know, why are you, Ron, you know, voting against this over and over again? And listen. It's always darkest before the dawn. Waking up to this is hard. Don't feel hopeless. Feel good that you're informed and you're not deceived.
Right, right.
And know that other people are doing good stuff and good works out there and waking people up, and that all of us together have held this back so far. Think how much worse it would be if we weren't fighting all this.
Right.
And they pass and implement a lot of this, but then they have trouble actually engaging in their operations.
Right.
They can say we're all their slaves, but we can say no. I mean, look, they ordered the police... 2.5 years ago to all take the smallpox shot, and 99%+, L.A. Times reported, said no. They instinctively knew.
Right.
And all these doctors came out and said it was very dangerous and didn't help and didn't protect you from weaponized smallpox and blah, blah, blah. Everybody's shifting over to organic food, and all these big chains aren't getting any business and are falling apart to fast food. I mean, people, it takes a while, but folks start figuring it out.
Well, I'm with you. I'm listening to you, and I'm glad you're doing what you're doing.
I mean, there's 1,000 indicators, but don't ever expect Peter Jennings and they're all gone now. Brian Williams. Don't ever expect Bill O'Reilly and Cavuto and all of them to tell you we're winning. Expect them to keep with their flashy suits and their eyes looking at the teleprompter to keep acting confident. And, what we're doing is good. The global government's good. And just accept it. Nothing you can do. I mean, it's like that Bilderberg Group piece. Did you ever hear that?
Yeah, so I'm on it. CFR, Bilderberg, yeah, they're having...
But I mean, it's like, did you hear the CNN piece from Europe where they go, yeah, they want world government?
Yeah.
I mean, now it exists and it's good and just accept it.
Yeah. No, they're knee-deep in it. And, you know, walking the streets of Manhattan where so much of the NWO planning occurred, you look up at some of what's going on here in the streets of Manhattan and especially down near Wall Street. It's like a police state. It is unbelievable. You want a picture of the police state in America? America should come.
Well, that's why we shot
Wall Street.
That's why we made martial law there.
Yeah.
During the RNC. That's the backdrop of the film.
Yeah, I know. I was down there walking around, you know, with you. I saw it.
Hey, Mike, thanks for the call. We'll come back with more of your calls and a ton of news. Stay with us.
Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my new film, Police State 3 Total Enslavement. Police State 3 details the architecture, goals, and operations of the New World Order.
There is a chance to use this disaster for a New World Order.
A New World Order can emerge.
The film documents dozens of confirmed cases of government-sponsored terrorism worldwide. We rip the Sinister Patriot Act legislation 1 and 2 apart, piece by piece, and reveal the arrogance of what Ashcroft has to say about your liberty.
You will lose your liberty.
Homeland Security, executive orders, forced vaccinations, the new prison economy, the Total Information Society, the Pan-American Union, federal gun grabs, government-run white slavery rings, and much, much more. If you want to understand what the New World Order really is, then my new 2.5-hour video, Police State 3, is for you. Visit InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com to order, or call toll-free 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139. Order today and spread the word.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black Berkey elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious, crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon 222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black Berkey elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to Black Berkey purification elements. Get a 2-pack for only $96 or a 4-pack for only $175. Call New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Eliminate the cause. Don't just treat symptoms. BioSolutions has over 450 pre-programmed auto-sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. It comes with a 30-day return policy and a 1-year limited warranty. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free, 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625. Call today.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We were evil kooks 10 years ago to talk about government plans to microchip the entire population. I interviewed 8-9 years ago Army scientists with the documents, with their ID cards, who worked at U.S. military bases, who worked to develop this at U.S. military laboratories. I mean, we had, in a little glass case 6-7 years ago, the RFID chip that Applied Digital is out promoting. But meanwhile, you can read about Motorola, IBM. They've all developed their own, but they're using Applied Digital, that's their little front company, to go out and take all the heat for promoting it. Because when they do, their stock plunges to almost nothing, but IBM keeps investing in them. It's basically a front company of International Business Machines. It was instrumental in funding Hitler with Thomas Watson, who hung out with Hitler until right up until 1940, and who had the machines, the tattoos that were on the camp inmates, were the numbers to be entered into the International Business Machine. And if I keep talking about it, it's because I'm blown away by it. Did you hear in the first hour the police chief of the county, where they're getting rid of sheriffs there, in Bergen County, he said during the break, I'm appointed for life. Kept saying that to me. Bergen County Chief of Police Jack Schmittig leads regional rollout of VeriChip by receiving a VeriChip. And then I said, well, if it isn't Big Brother, you know, they're going to put it in all the cars and track us too. He goes, oh, yeah, I'm all for it. then I said, well, what in the future if the government tries to make us do it, to buy and sell? He goes, oh, I'm all for that. Well, you'll enforce that? Yes. You heard me, he said. We're going to get a transcript of that and get the audio up very, very soon for you. We need to spread that around. I mean, we've had their CEO on. Yeah, the chip will prevail. Everybody's going to take the chip. I mean, we've got all these interviews, and their distributors, they're reading off the same sheet of music. And in Mexico, the attorney general makes his employees take it, ordered them, most of them refused, and then they backed off. There's contracts for the prisons to do it. We've talked about this so much that now we're all kind of desensitized. Yeah, we know about it. Move on to something else. But we can't do that. We have to consciously, in the cold part of our minds, not the emotional area, focus on this and know how serious it is. I mean, it's a real threat. Just like we told you all these years the national ID card was. Well, now, as Ron Paul said last hour, the congressman, it's not just a national ID card. It is a super database tracking group. There was Ron Paul talking about putting the RFID chip in the card. That's in the legislation to track you. You don't even have to swipe it. Talking like Alex Jones. I mean, we're in serious trouble. And you look at the polls. They've had polls. You know, are you for the chip? Would you get a chip? They had a major poll back when they were really promoting it in early 2002. And it's like 98% of Americans said I'd never take a chip, but they don't shut up. They just keep pushing, pushing, pushing. It's like Schwarzenegger for president. They just keep pushing, pushing, pushing. That's why we have ArnoldExposed.com, and we've now had the contest and the winners for the TV ads. We're going to be running those soon in California and Texas. Well, that's a hassle purchasing those. They're really trying to rip us off. We found out other people are paying a fraction of what we are, but this is politically incorrect, so... The point of the ads, though, is to force the media to cover it, because they covered Arnold's ads by Morgenthaler, Jones, and others. I got a bunch of news here that's really important, but I do want to take a lot of your calls. What we're going to do in this third hour in the 47 minutes we've got left is just rapid-fire go through calls and then rapid-fire go through news. 1-800-259-9231. Even have a couple open lines. That's a rarity. Most of you quit trying, I've heard, because you never get through. Well, you can right now. 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. Any issue you want to discuss. The economy, the war, this super ID card, that out-of-control, brain-dead minion of the New World Order, that zombie police chief we had on in the first hour. Let's talk to Mark in Texas. Mark, go ahead.
Hey, Alex, how you doing?
Good, sir.
An announcement for all your West Texas listeners who want to support you. The White House is the White Horse. First seal opened on 9/11. We're going to be showing your new video documentary, Martial Law 9/11, Rise of the Police State, here in South Abilene at the Buffalo Gap Flea Market on May 22nd, all day long. Also showing Dark Secrets inside Bohemian Grove, as well as George Humphrey's video.
You're going to be showing that on the big screen TV?
Yes, we're gonna try to get a big screen out there, and we'll have hundreds of people walking by the booth and showing all these videos on the 9/11 Truth Movement, including yours in Bohemian Grove.
Well, that's exciting. That's an Abilene win.
That's Abilene, May 22nd. It's a Sunday, all day long, and they can get more information to support your efforts and ours at www.remnantofyhwh.com, and we're looking forward to it. We're fired up.
All right, Abilene win.
Abilene, May 22nd.
Next weekend. That's exciting. Mark, did you hear the police chief in the first hour?
I did, and it's a sign of the spiritual blindness in the last days, and it's really scary.
I agree. Elaborate on that.
Well, you know, I mean, you see the authorities, the people who they're just totally denying the people any idea or a philosophy of constitutional rights.
We're going to give you freedom. Right. We're going to put chips in you.
Yeah, and
you're free to take a chip.
Yeah, and it's not a bad thing.
What did Andy Rooney say on 60 Minutes, and it's in my film, Road to Tyranny? He said, we all need a chip.
Yes,
we all need a chip to prove we're good people.
And we're going to wake up the plebeians here in Abilene. It's really bad here. A lot of Bush worshippers here in Texas, and especially in Abilene. We have 3 Christian universities, and everyone's pretty blind to it. I've been putting up flyers all over town about showing your films and everything, and half the time I go back and look and see, and they're ripped down. So it's very discouraging at times, but we're gonna see a breakthrough this weekend.
Well, God bless you, my friend. Take care. Jeff in New York. Jeff, go ahead.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Hey, how's it going, Alex? Listen, I was just calling about this Penn & Teller show. I happened to catch it on Monday.
I've been getting emails about it. I didn't see it on Showtime.
Yeah, these guys, you know, what you're doing, they're doing the exact opposite, except no evidence. And
yeah, they make fun of conspiracy theories, and you can't say the name of the show.
Right, I know
because
that.
It's profane.
Right, exactly.
Yes, on the show, BS is the name of the show. And I got a bunch of emails. I saw the synopsis on the Showtime website. Paul Watson told me about it on Monday or Tuesday. And, yeah, they debunk the 9/11 conspiracy theories. But you saw it. Tell us about it.
Well, not only do they try to debunk the theories, but they use a lot of profanity to explain to people who, or to describe the people who actually believe in anything other than the mainstream stories. You know, and that includes Kennedy, 9/11, a whole bunch of stuff. And they just basically get people up there who... or maybe on the outer edge of reasonable, maybe. And they just lambaste these guys. So it's kind of like...
Well, that's what they do. They yeah. pick people that talk about stuff that can't be proven or is kooky. A lot of those folks are government paid. We've proven that. To then... Oh, if you think the government ever did anything bad, then you believe in green aliens from planet Pluto.
Right. And you would even...
If you believe the national ID card's bad, you believe in Chupacabras.
Exactly. Yeah, I mean, you had mentioned that, you know, 90% of the people or so think that, you know, the government was behind Kennedy. Yet these people, in presenting it, they don't say that. They just say that, you know, they put a completely different light on this thing.
Yeah, they say, there's a weird minority that's nuts. Don't be with those weirdos.
Right, exactly.
What else did they do on the show?
It was just a couple of the conspiracies. They led off with 9/11, which I thought was really...
What'd they say?
They said, you know... Yeah, you know, they basically cursed at anybody who believes that you know, the government was behind it. They pretty much led off that way.
Just a mindless, no information, just totally blather.
Oh yeah, no evidence to support any of their theories.
And notice they used to be the trendy guys decades ago, but now that they're wash up losers with no talent, they have to go get the. I bet money the government's paying for that show. Thanks for the call. Okay. I bet major cashola. Let me just put it to you this way, folks. On the 40th anniversary, a year and a half ago, of the Kennedy assassination, I was looking at polls from newspapers, TV stations, online polls, scientific polls. And something the government does in focus group studies is they will take polls and average them. It's a more accurate way to do it. And I sat there for like an hour, and I averaged 12 polls together. Some were 95, about the lowest was 82. It came up to 92% believe the government killed Kennedy. You know, was the government involved? Or did he act alone? You know, it was all these questions. I went to those polls, and just a few years ago it was 80%. And just a few years before that it was like 70%. And it took 40 years to get the truth out. We don't have 40 years on 9/11. They've had a CNN poll that they jerked real fast. 17 or 18,000 respondents. This is in the film. This is in Martial Law, Rise of the Police State, just a minute or two of the film. 90% of the American people think the government had prior knowledge and deliberately allowed the attacks to happen. That's the quote. 90%. The Zogby poll taken in New York was 49% and then 66% want a real investigation. So, I mean, take your pick, 49 or 90%, whatever. It's over half, folks, if you average those polls together. And so, regardless, if we were the only person in the if you and I, you know, listening, were the only people in the world believe the world was round, it's still round. And it's a fact. And the truth is provable and demonstrable. All they've got is name-calling, calling us conspiracy theorists and cussing at us, and or making up lies, just saying, well, they say this when we don't say that. Or finding some kook who said something and then mixing my name in with it. It doesn't work. You know, their tactics are just the same. You know, somebody writes a book on a cookbook and it's great and good, or they write a book about how wonderful, you know, Bill Clinton was, and that's okay, they make $1 million doing it. But then, you know, we come out and make videos and hardly survive, and then the New York Times and others say, well, they're making money off this. You know, see, it's only bad when we make a living doing it. That's how we're able to have a radio show and able to have employees and able to do this. See, it's none of the rules apply to them. They only apply to us. And they have all these mindless, ridiculous arguments that make no sense. Or, well, you get upset too much. You shouldn't get so upset. Well, why do you get upset about your football team losing? I get upset about the destruction of a country I love where my family lives. The globalists are psychotic criminals. They must be stopped. None of us are safe until they've been stopped.
Pope John Paul II is already being acclaimed a saint. During his 26 years, he canonized 482 saints. The one saint that stands out in my mind is Saint Maria Faustina, a poor, uneducated Polish nun. Christ appeared to her over 100 times in the 1930s and instructed her to keep a diary of the message he wanted to give to the world. This message is nothing new, just a reminder of what the Church has always taught, that God is merciful and forgiving, excluding no one, and that we too must show mercy and forgiveness to our neighbor. Christ promises to grant unimaginable favors to those that trust in His mercy. Trust Jesus. He will reveal His love in all aspects of your life. I have experienced the power of divine mercy and know the miracles that have taken place in my life. Christ will pour out His mercy and love to you in great abundance. I'll send you a free booklet so that you too can learn more about divine mercy. Visit the website www.trustjesustoday.com to get your free booklet today. Be merciful in your actions, words, and prayers, and above all, trust in Jesus. Visit www.trustjesustoday.com.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high resolution, full color maps and full color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard to find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, Ted Anderson here with Midas Resources. Lately, I've been hearing people tell me that gold is so low now that it would be a perfect time to buy. With over 20 years of personal experience in the gold business, I can tell you that opportunities like this can be counted on one hand. The truth is, very few people have the fortitude to actually act on a market like this. However, they have become the elite group, more than doubling their investment over moderate time span. In 1982, gold was trading in a range of $275 per ounce. By mid-1983, it was close to $500 an ounce. In 1986, gold collector coins had quadrupled. Don't procrastinate this opportunity away. All the bottom-line fundamentals still support a strong future for gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for a free evaluation of your gold portfolio. You'll be glad you did. That's 1-800-686-2237. Again, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know that sugar, that sweet and simple, inoffensive-looking, refined substance you use in your coffee and cupcakes, actually reduces your body's ability to protect you? It suppresses your immune system. Now check this out. The average American consumes 2 to 3 pounds of sugar on average each week. That's about 120 pounds of sugar per year. Do you know what happens when your immune system is compromised? Your health suffers. It's that simple. Here's how you can help your body win the fight with the dietary supplement Agaricus Bio. The dietary supplement Agaricus Bio was developed so that you can fight back again and again by giving your immune system a chance to be the first line of defense it was meant to be. For a limited time only, get Agaricus Bio at 20% off the regular retail price. Call 877-817-9829 to order Agaricus Bio at 20% off. That's 877-817-9829 or visit www.thepowermall.com. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, I'm moving fast to your calls now. John in Arkansas, go ahead, sir.
Yes, Alex. Congressman Paul, before they ever passed the bill, was saying something in his updates about how they were going to put in checkpoints on the road.
Yes, it allows Homeland Security to do that. Unlimited power.
But then today I didn't hear him say anything else about it, and I haven't heard anybody say anything about it. I was wondering, is there anything in the bill?
No, it's for internal checkpoints and having to produce it everywhere. Uh-huh. And everything will track you with it, and Homeland Security has been talking about doing that.
And I heard Butch Paul the other night talking about how they're going to be able to just stop you and check for your ID.
That's what they're training them to do. Under the National Seatbelt Initiative, that sounds nice, in Part 3, passed by Bill Clinton in 98, Bush still funds it each year, it's $2.4 billion a year to pay for, quote, all these DWI and safety checks
mm-hmm.
and insurance checks. That's all federalizing the police, training them for checkpoints.
Mm-hmm.
But it says in there it's to look for, quote, paraphernalia. It admits that, and it's in my film Police Day 2000, that that's just an excuse to stop you. But that's how arrogant these guys are. They admit what, it's incredible.
Right. Well,
they know 99.9% of people don't read government highway department documents.
Oh, yeah.
It's like TxDOT documents are public. They have tons of extra money. They don't need any toll roads, but, quote, don't tell the public.
I tried getting a hold of some of these bills and stuff, and even the Patriot Act from their printing office, and they won't even send me a copy of it.
Well, it's online at the Library of Congress. It's H.R. 3162.
Uh-huh.
Okay. It's Patriot Act 1, and then Patriot Act 2 is the Domestic Security Enhancement Act. Thanks for the call.
All right, thank you.
Pretty cool. Thank you. Who's up next here? Chuck in Texas, go ahead.
Hi, Alex. There's just so much going on these days. It's very hard to focus for myself.
No, it is. It gives me a headache. It really does.
The things that are just going on in Texas and here locally with the taxation, the things that they come up with every day, you know, from cigarettes to sales
tax. Cell phone taxes to just everything.
They're just
meters on wells, taking your way, everything.
I remember them talking about, well, maybe we could have have everything on a sales tax instead of an income tax. But by the time they're finished, they'll have all of them.
Well, they've said they're going to have both. That's the plan.
And the way we're just having the carrot for the people pouring across the border, you know, it's not much money in the way of government, $1 billion going to the hospitals. But, you know, for all these different states.
It's to pay for the illegal aliens.
Sure, and the more illegal aliens you have, the more money you'll get. It's just...
Look, they have federal incentives that a certain number of men be arrested for family violence. That's why the neighbor calls because they hear yelling. They get there and nobody's hurt, nothing's broken. And I'm sorry, you're going to jail. Because even if they don't get a conviction for the arrest itself, they get federal money. It's bounties. Bounties on seizing children. Bounties on putting people on Ritalin and Prozac. Bounties on all of this.
This is one time that I'm happy that I'm older now, you know, because I'm not the target that I was when I was younger.
Well, and then MTV, owned by Sumner Redstone and these same people, tells the kids how to act like punks, how to dress like idiots. That's a uniform that the police are then trained to be told it basically is the enemy. So your kids dress up in an outfit that the government told them was cool, which the police then target.
Oh, it's been going on for years. I was the same way.
The whole
way
hippie movement was CIA funded. Gloria
sure.
Steinem, it's all public. With Miss Magazine, CIA funded. She admits that. Timothy Leary, the whole counterculture, the drug culture, they had to get us on the, it's rebellious, don't do drugs, you know, it's bad, and then all these leaders, these beatnik leaders, you know, one of them, Michael Savage today, you know, out there promoting this culture, and then the people thought it was cool and did it, then they had their market.
And the yippies were straight out of the heart of Rockefeller.
It's totally admitted, it's public, it's all declassified. Thanks for the call. Oh, Mad Dog Muller or something from, or Mad Dog Possum or something from Georgia?
No, it's Mad Dog Murph from Jessup, Georgia, and hello, Mr. Jones.
How you doing today?
Pretty good. I'm just calling up for a little food for thought for your listeners here. It has to do with this Social Security debacle, and you hear all this. These stories about these IOUs.
That there is no money in the Social Security fund. There never has been.
Yeah. But my point here is, okay, if they state this stuff with these IOUs, well, let the public see who the IOUs were written from.
But that's just a term they know our little brains can hear. Oh, there's an IOU. There's an account with my name on it because the media said so, and you're with Al-Qaeda if you don't believe them. Mad Dog, you don't sound very Mad Dog-ish. I don't know who does, though.
Well, I got a website.
Ah! Stay there. I'll let you plug it on the other side, Mad Dog.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
JLS Research, founders of a revolutionary new all-natural deodorant, wants to get up close and personal with you. You wear deodorant, right? Well, let's hope you do. You obviously wear it to cover up that embarrassing underarm odor. Well, why mask the odor when you can completely eliminate the bacteria which causes the odor in the first place? Check out this new product. It's called No BO, and you won't believe how effectively it works. I know, you're wondering, how can you trust No BO to eliminate your embarrassing body odor? Look, the creator of No BO understands what you're going through. She knows you want a safe deodorant that contains no aluminum, preservatives, chemicals, or petroleum-based products. She also knows that while you want it all natural, you want it very effective. That's why she had to search 40 years to find this all-natural product that actually soothes the skin while it attacks bacteria. Try Nobio. It comes with a 100% money-back offer. Nobio is so highly concentrated, a little goes a long way. Give them a call at 888-881-NOBIO. Check out their website at no-bio.com. Come on, it's time for you to enjoy the sweet smell of success with Nobio. That's no-bio.com.
Do you know where the 78 potentially active volcanoes in U.S. are located? And do you know the locations of the top 300 prime terrorist targets? You can find these answers and more in the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA. With the more than 50 interactive parameters, you can pinpoint natural and man-made disaster areas, brewing environmental catastrophes, the safest cities, the best places for solar and wind energy, and much, much more. Complete with 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of 3,000 plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis to help you zero in on the best places to live, the ideal location for cabins and vacation homes, as well as safe and unsafe areas. Get Prudent Places USA for only $29 plus shipping by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438 to order on the web or at BerkeyWater.com.
Heart disease continues to be the leading cause of death in America. Why? Haven't people heard about the positive effects of Cardavite? Cardavite drops and capsules were designed to improve your cardiovascular health and circulatory well-being. The all-natural ingredients in Cardavite begin immediately working to increase metabolism in your heart muscle tissue, mitigating heart rhythm abnormalities, and improving oxygen and blood flow in the heart. Right now, as a special for GCN listeners, you'll get a 4-month supply for only $99 plus shipping, a 30% savings off the regular price. This offer is only for a limited time, so call now 1-877-928-8822. Cardavite drops and capsules may help improve your circulation and cardiovascular health, but that's up to you. Take the first step with Cardavite. Call toll-free 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com for more information. Don't let heart disease beat you. Beat the odds and do your body right with Cardavite.
You're going, what in the world are you doing that for? I did that to get your attention. Because some of the Native American tribes, when they saw that nothing could save them, that they've been played off against each other, paid off, manipulated, given the fire water to control them, they would do a ghost dance, just begging God to save them, begging their God to send their ancestors back to save them, begging for a miracle. A miracle that didn't come. And just imagine them out there for days, dancing around till they were collapsing, begging. I've seen from the 1930s some of the people that were even alive back in the late 1800s reenacting those, and it's so sad. And as a society, we shouldn't be a bunch of ghost dancers, though we pray to the real one God. At the same time, God helps those that helps themselves. I mean, there's a saying, and I saw, I forget who said it, but trust in God, but row away from the rocks, or the better one saying, I think that's a kind of a manipulation of, is that trust in God, but tie up your camel. Or God helps those that helps themselves. I mean, I'm not going to, so much of the left behind group and the people that are, oh, I don't have to worry, I'm going to be raptured. I mean, it's like a ghost dance. Regardless of what the truth is, I mean, there's an argument there, and I've looked at Revelations, and it looks like that stuff happens after. Not during and before. It's still a cop-out. I mean, how can these people cop out and say, oh, God's going to lift me out of here, I don't have to worry? You got to try to warn people. It's your job. So I'm not going to do the ghost dance, folks. I mean, I am just not going to do it. I am going to stand up against the NWO. Couple program notes. I'm getting emails. I'm getting calls. I had somebody at the TV station last night say, hey, I'll see you this Friday at the Alamo Draft House downtown for your movie. And I said, no. June 3rd, Friday, June 3rd, Austin, Texas, Colorado Street, Alamo Draft House downtown. About to pay a couple bucks, but they're big high-rise parking garages all around it, or you might be able to find some meters, you know, to park it at night. It's free, but the point is it's June 3rd, a double showing, 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. I'll give a speech, play the film, have a question and answer, do it all over again. They got food, everything there. It's really nice. We've had showings before at 10:30 in the morning when they don't have food available. Food is there at night, pizzas, hamburgers, nachos. It's a lot of fun, great people to meet. Friday, June 3rd. Let me say it again. Friday, June 3rd. Friday, June 3rd. I really want to see you out there. And a lot of folks have already bought tickets online at Alamo Drafthouse at drafthouse.com by linking through at Infowars.com. And then coming up the next week, Wednesday, June 8th at 8 o'clock, a single showing at the Alamo Drafthouse on South Lamar. And that's got its own giant parking lot, so no problem there. Alamo Drafthouse, South Lamar, if you don't want to go downtown the next Wednesday, 8 o'clock. Another thing is I keep getting emails and calls that I'm going on this European tour. I think I heard Dave Von Kleist and a bunch of other people are going, part of that Jimmy Walters thing, to Europe, and I think that's wonderful. But I was never approached about going. I never had plans to go. I was on the phone with one of their people about getting somebody on to promote it. We linked over to Dave and Joyce's website that was talking about it and some others. And I was talking to my wife was talking to the guy, she said, oh, that sounds fun. The guy's like, well, what, does Alex want to go? And, well, I'll ask him. And then I called and said, no, I don't want to go. There's no way I could leave for 2 weeks and leave my radio show. And I don't, you know, Dave and Joyce have got it really good because there's two of them. And so one of them can go, one of them can stay. That'd be kind of good about a co-host. But, no, I never asked to go. I've never been approached about going other than, you know, just a side little issue of, oh, that sounds fun. Oh, really? You want to go? No, don't want to go. So people keep emailing me and calling and asking me about it, and I don't understand where this came from. No, I'm not going to Europe. I mean, I don't go on vacations other than, like, where I'll take a Friday off. Wouldn't be a vacation, but you know what I mean. I just can't take off. I don't even travel a lot inside the country to go speak to large crowds, even though I get requests every day. I had, like, 5 requests yesterday because I'm just too busy. And I've looked at it. You know, by doing this radio show that reaches hundreds of thousands of new people every week, millions of listeners total every week, by doing interviews every day, I've done a couple interviews today, one in Indianapolis for an hour, I reach tens of thousands each time I do that. So it's great to go to Europe. It's great to be on a speaking tour. People have a lot of fun doing that, interfacing with the public. I rarely do appearances. So, again, it's not this weekend at the Alamo Draft House. It's June 3rd, and no, I never wanted to go. I was never asked to go. I don't know where that came from. I'm not going to Europe. So please don't call. People will still call and ask. There's nothing I can do. But those are the two issues. By the way, if you want the Alamo Draft House information, again, Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com, it says, you know, see Alex Live, see Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State. You link through the page, and then there's links to each of the three showings. The two showings on Friday, June 3rd, 7 to 10 o'clock, downtown Alamo Draft House, and the other one Wednesday, June 8th, at 8 o'clock at Alamo Draft House, South Lamar. And I know folks are coming in. I've heard from Arkansas, New Mexico, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio. If you're doing that, be smart, because I've shown films 4 other times, and 3 times they sold out. One time it was 85% full, because I didn't really promote it. That was a bigger 380-seat theater in San Antonio that was 85% full. So if you're coming in from out of town, be sure to go to Infowars.com and go ahead and get your tickets. And I think already for all 3 showings, as of yesterday, about 20% of them have sold. So just to give you an idea, folks, don't wait. Early bird gets the worm. I was about to say early worm gets the bird. But I don't do a lot of appearances, and I like it, but I'm just too busy to do it. It takes preparation. I'll have videos and some of the staff there, and I'll be there signing stuff if you want me to, at all three of the events. And which event to go to, they're all going to be great. They're all going to be a little different. And so just pick one that's good for you, and come to it. And I wish I could come to your city, your town, and show the films. I just can't do it. I'm sorry. But I know there's groups putting them on at movie theaters themselves or showing them at VFW halls and libraries and city halls. What was it in Salt Lake about 2 years ago? I'm told a couple thousand people showed up to see it at the city council room or amphitheater. I mean, that's exciting. And if you want to air the film, you need to get permission, because I can't say you can just air it if you want and then charge people $10 or something. No, you can't do that. But if you want to show it at your theater and you want to do something like that, and you've got to charge people a few bucks or whatever to pay for it, I just need to see, you know, what's going on and give you a release. That's fine. I just can't totally turn loose of my intellectual properties, though I authorize you for educational nonprofit purposes to make as many copies as you want, and I beg you to. Let's go ahead and take a couple calls here. I'm going to go quickly because I do have some news I want to hit, but these are all important calls. Mad Dog, finish up real fast what you were saying about your website.
Okay, it exposes $475 billion in taxpayer fraud. It has laws in there. It has some really good letters from our politicians, how they skirt the issue. My website is maddogmurph.com, maddogmurph.com.
All right, thanks for the call.
Thank you, sir.
You bet. And, folks, they tell you about Enron, you know, $80 billion or something, stealing your pension funds. They'd already transferred that money out the 2 years before. Enron is the equivalent of a 10-pound bass. And the myriad other frauds are the size of dolphins and great white sharks. And then you've got the mother of all of them, actually twins. You have the three plus trillion, missing from the Pentagon. And they just say, we won't answer questions. Just shut up. We've aired the congressional testimony. $3 trillion plus, it's more than that, but McKinney says it's more. The numbers I've gotten in the Associated Press are now $3 plus trillion. CBS News says $4 trillion. It's trillions. You're dealing with trillions, you know. It's hard to deal with. But that's the big one. That is a super-sized mammoth blue whale, prehistoric whale. I mean, it is the Megalodon of great white sharks. And it is the super brachiosaurus of life forms. It is mammoth, to say the least. But then you've got something, frankly, that is even bigger than that. And that is the comprehensive annual financial reports in the 35,000 municipalities, water districts, counties, cities. They have a double set of books. The budget is what they decide to spend and what they tell you about. The CAFR report, comprehensive annual financial report, don't send me an email. That's not a South African racial slang. It is there, but it isn't here. It's the acronym for the Comprehensive Annual Financial Report. Every time I say it, I get an email. It's just incredible. And it's unbelievable. You have got to investigate this for yourself. And by the way, that's in my film, Comprehensive Annual Financial Reports, Exposed. Give you an example. In 1998, Texas had a $450-plus billion cream surplus. That's not pensions. That's not investments. That's separate. Let's go ahead and take another call here. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois.
Alex, how are you, brother?
Good.
Been a little while. Talked about a week ago. Hey, you know, I noticed something when we were talking to the police chief out in Jersey. He said he wanted to get the chip because he's not allergic to penicillin. So then why would you even need to tell them that? I don't know what difference that would make. Your cell phone actually can act as a repeater for these things.
So, well, it already does that. That's the company Applied Digital bought last year, but they already off the cell phones. It doesn't have GPS. It has a booster chip that triangulates off cell towers down to 15 feet, federal law.
And can take all the chips that are on your clothing and everything else and just send that information.
No, that's, yes, that's, yes.
Right. Two other things real quick. Actually, three. I don't follow...
By the way, you heard Ron Paul say that last hour.
Yep. Yep. I don't follow sports. Politics is my game. Two, everybody should check out... go to Google. Look up the Media Giants and the Persuaders. They're PBS specials. It goes into the background of the marketing teams that are now running our political campaigns and how they have you down to subliminal switches to get you to do things. It goes through it
Sir,
all.
Sir, I took marketing in college, and it was in the textbook subliminal.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
You tell the public, hey, there's subliminals manipulating. No, there's not conspiracy theorists. Shut up.
Exactly. Which brings me to my last one, and it's perfect that you said that. On that CNN thing that you got on your Infowars.com website,
yes.
If you listen to them, it's interesting how they do it. It's a conspiracy theory if you're outside. If you're part of it and agree that you're part of that conspiracy, quote-unquote, theory, it's not. But what they do is they say conspiracy theory. They give you the background information.
It's a conspiracy theory, but it is for world government. The Bilderberg Group is real and wants to control the world, but it's good, and don't be a conspiracy theorist.
Totally understand that. But the way that they throw the information out there, so when you later on hear it, they open it with conspiracy theory. They give you the actual background information on what they're talking about.
But it still has little keyword labels.
And then they close it with conspiracy theory. So anytime somebody says to you, Bilderberg Group, you automatically recall the information that you gathered, but it was opened and closed with conspiracy theory on the other
listen,
end, so you write
listen,
it all off.
I mean,
it's all psychology. It's all.
No, you're right. I mean, months after they introduced Patriot Act 2, Ashcroft had done it. Was a major scandal. He said it does not exist. It's a conspiracy theory. Phantoms of lost liberty. If you say we've done this, you're aiding Al-Qaeda, you will lose your liberty. Now that's in Police State 3 Total Enslavement, and that's the quote. We play a clip of it in one of my ads.
You know,
now, that's what they're doing there,
mm-hmm.
And then it's just like when Defense Secretary Rumsfeld was on Face the Nation, and they said, well, you said there were weapons of mass destruction. He goes, I never said that. It's an urban legend.
And
that urban legend website has stuff that's public and admitted and says it's an urban legend.
You know, I said something. I'm just going to say this, and then I'm going to
I mean, just because they say they didn't say it, and it's a conspiracy if you say it, doesn't mean he didn't say it 118 times.
Right. Right.
We know where they are. They're into Crete. We know he has the weapons of mass destruction. Oh, I never said that.
Right. Right. This will be my last thing, and then I'm going to get off here and let you get back to doing what you do. And I said this in the email that I sent to you. I don't know if you read it or not, but it was something that Ronald Reagan had said, and I'll just flatly paraphrase him. As an American, I understand that as a nation, we've made a promise to our children, to future generations in the entire world, that this is freedom's last stand. If we allow freedom to fall here, there is nowhere else to go. You have what you have here because everybody before us has fought for it. We make a promise when we say that we're Americans that we'll stand behind liberty and protect everything. So when you live in an oppressed country, you can come here and live free. And now we're letting everything go back to what we were ready to nuke each other off the map for. These are the types of things the Russians did. These are the types of things the communists do. These are the types of things the socialists do. We were ready to kill everybody. To protect this, to prevent these things from happening.
And that was
here.
The devil's trick. Thanks for the call. That was the devil's trick. That's always their trick. Problem, reaction, solution. Want to stop the illegals? National ID card. We won't use it on them, but we'll tell you we are. And I hate to use the analogy of a children's movie, but Star Wars Revenge of the Sith is coming out Wednesday, and I read the book. I like science fiction. I rarely get to take off, but I did read it in a couple nights. And it's the same thing. The Emperor is the evil Lord of the Sith, the devil, basically. And, you know, it basically says that in the book. He's the devil incarnate. And he goes out and starts a rebel war that he controls. In the name of defeating the evil rebels, he turns the Republic into a police state. And it was always a war against the Republic. That's what the Soviet Union was. You know, children's plots, children understand this. Adults see these movies and don't understand it. I mean, that shows the blind spot that's there. You understand how this works, folks, and what the caller says is right on target. Let's talk to Charles in Texas. Charles, go ahead.
Yeah, Alex, you mentioned Gloria Steinem earlier. I was reading a book by Gloria Steinem called Moving Without Moving Beyond Words, I think is the name of it. And she was mentioning that Sigmund Freud had documented satanic ritual abuse cases. Most notably a guy by the name of Emmett Eckstein. Have you ever heard about that or know any
no.
groups that would have...
I read one of her books. It was something Horizons or something Sunsets. This was like 15 years ago. One of the few things Rush Limbaugh said that was true, this was back when he was a lot better, and Rush Limbaugh is going, I'm in high school. Rush Limbaugh's going. In Gloria Steinem's new book, she admits she was CIA and started Miss Magazine, see to destroy the family. That's why Limbaugh used to be good. And that's back when they used to attack him. And my mother had it on the bookshelf. And I pulled it out, and he'd set the page that day, and there it was. I got to find out which book that was. But now Henry McCow, the PhD professor up in Canada, he wrote an article about it, and that's all in there. But
see the guy has the conspiracyarchive.com?
No.
Oh, he's mentioned on that battle.
It's like Save the Mails, or you know.
Oh yeah. Also, I used to be on that Zoloft when I was a kid. My brother had me put on it, and I mean, I used to go to sleep at like 6 every night. I'd go to sleep at 6 and wake up at 10. In the morning. It was programmed to get 16 hours of sleep every day.
It's unbelievably toxic, and just be glad you're off of it.
Yeah, thank you.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to Jason and a few other callers on the other side. I will quickly plug my new video, Martial Law, 9/11 Rise of the Police State. So if you want it, you want to stop procrastinating, you want to get this very important film that's waking people up big time, get ready. I'll quickly give the numbers and websites very fast in a minute or so. And then we'll go right back to some final calls and wrap up this transmission against tyranny.
Hey folks, Alex Jones here, announcing the release of my most comprehensive documentary exposing the New World Order's orchestration of the September 11th attacks yet. In my new film, The Masters of Terror, we chronicle the globalist master plan for world domination. The Masters of Terror details how the elite are using manufactured terrorism to drive the world population into accepting tyranny. Witness in horror the execution of the September 11th attacks and the ensuing whitewash. The cashless society control grid, implantable microchips, mass mind control, militarization of police, concentration camps, foreign troops, mass on U.S. soil, the USA Patriot Act, Super Big Brother Total Information Awareness Network, and much, much more. It is absolutely vital that everyone see the Masters of Terror. Only by exposing the perpetrators of September 11th can we stop them from carrying out the next wave of attacks and destroying our constitutional republic. Order online now at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling 1-888-253-3139. That's 888-253-3139.
The Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
Friday from 11 to 2 Central, back from 9 to midnight Central Standard Time. You absolutely cannot miss the first hour of the program tonight, 9 o'clock Central, when I re-air the interview with that police chief up in New Jersey who says, yeah, we only need to take our microchips. It was unbelievable. And then Ron Paul, of course. I'm going to talk to Jason and who's the lady from Florida? Betsy, and I don't know if I'll have time to go to some of the other people that are holding, but we'll try to go to you. Just real fast, my new film, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, Martial Law, 9/11, Rise of the Police State, is a mini-series. It's basically three films in one, 3 hours long on DVD, 2 hours, 35 minutes on VHS. It's my best film ever. Rave reviews, not even on my website. It's all over the web for it. There's file-sharing networks that have got it where nobody gets 5 stars and the film's got 5 stars. I mean, incredible. Go to prisonplanet.tv, 15 cents a day, monthly and yearly subscriptions. Get all 12 of my films, dozens of other films, hundreds of weekly TV reports, hundreds of audio interviews, dozens of other films, my book, Paul Watson's book, a bunch of other e-books. 15 cents a day, monthly subscriptions, yearly subscriptions. It's right there. It's so easy to do. PrisonPlanet.tv. Or call toll-free to get a hard copy of the new film, and please start making copies. 1-888-253-3139. 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions when you call that number. Tell you about a bunch of other big specials we're running where you can get upwards of 75% off some of my films. Take advantage of it, 1-888-253-3139, or order a hard copy off Infowars.com. You can watch clips of the films, see all the specials there as well. Let's go ahead and go to Jason in Iowa. Jason, thanks for holding.
Hello, Alex.
Hello, sir.
Hey, what do you know about the, was it the Noah Hyde Law? Or have you heard of that?
Yeah, I've had people get real mad that I won't talk about how they have laws to cut our heads off and how it means the Antichrist. And really, it's kind of a crazy thing people are obsessed with, and it's really a weird conspiracy theory, and it makes no sense. And I mean, that's my opinion on it, and people want me to talk about it, and I have talked about it before, and it's kind of like Nasera, you know, magically the government's really good and everything's okay and they're going to fix everything, and I just don't understand why people talk about it so much.
So I mean, is it an
actual law? And I won't talk about it, and that's why I'm bad.
So it is a law. I mean, I've just heard about it today. What, I mean, do you know anything else about it? I mean, is it just silly? I mean, it's just silly?
Well, there are. Well, you know, the Bible says they'll be cutting Christians' heads off, and there are some federal laws where they could kill you by cutting your head off. And so people go and look at those, and that is bad. I mean, I guess if you think that's a bad form of way to execute somebody. I'm for the death penalty, but I'm against us having one because the government's so criminal they can't be trusted to administer it. Thanks for the call. Betty in Florida, last caller. Go ahead. Welcome.
Yeah, hello.
Yes.
Alex, I just want to commend you on your latest film. It is excellent. I've seen most of your films. But that one, I thought the best part of it was where you got that guy. Was his name Gergen?
Yes, David Gergen.
Yeah, and you asked him the question about whether he participated in the ceremony, and the fact that he wouldn't.
And he said, "I've been there, and I'm a member, and it's none of your bleeping business."
Yeah, and the fact that he wouldn't answer the question made it so much more suspicious. It was excellent.
Well, thank you. That's just 10 minutes of the 3-hour film. I know. I mean, this is my best work. I just want people to see it. And thank you for the plug. Anything else?
Yeah, on the national ID card. What do you think is going to happen to people that refuse them?
Well, you just won't be able to get a job or live your life or get on planes, and then later it'll be there's a group who's against it. It's a sign of being a terrorist. We've got to put them in work camps, which is what Michael Savage has called for.
Yeah.
We've got to fight the New World Order. Put people in work camps. You know, the total spin. Anything else?
No, thanks, Alex.
But listen, we're going to band together and fight it and expose it. They can pass this stuff all day. We're going to fight it. The fight's already begun at the state level, as Ron Paul said. All right. Man, that was a great broadcast today. I'll give this one 5 stars. I really do that. And it was a good meal for the mind. Back tonight, 9 to midnight Central. Get out there and take on the New World Order. God bless you all.